Judy Tenuta is a tiny woman who carries an accordion on stage. She's currently making a big splash on the stand-up comedy circuit, and our critic at large, Laurie Stone, has these thoughts on her performance.
I saw Judy Tenuta a few weeks ago at Caroline's Comedy Club in New York, and I laughed at her lacerating cuts. Nancy Reagan, tell me this broad doesn't eat 5 cakes and stuff a fist down her throat, Tenuta growled. It was perfect. Covert operations, secret barfing. You may have seen Tenuta, who's gathering a broad following. She comes on stage carrying an accordion, and she wears 50s prom dresses. Her delivery is slow burn, her voice gruff Cookie Monster. She had a shot on David Letterman's show and a featured part on HBO's Women of the Night. An album has just come out, and she's currently playing across the country with George Carlin. Elvis lives in me, she declares, shifting into Linda Blair mode. The king gives me orders. He wants a lot of banana sandwiches. Presley's singing she can take. It's Yoko's vocals she'd like to lose. If that guy had just aimed a little to the left, she raises an eyebrow. You thought it. I said it. Men don't inspire tenderness in her. One guy shakes his head and hisses, Mommy, Mommy. Sure, Tenuta retorts, like I'm gonna get hot for a cobra with a green card. Another sport wiggles a single forehead-spanning eyebrow, shoots a look that says, I'm God's gift to women, and grunts, What do you say we go out? She replies, I was looking for someone closer to the top of the food chain. Tenuta's strength comes from playing no man's fool, but unfortunately it's not a secure position. She doesn't stand squarely inside her funny, likable character, this worldly, brash street kid. A big part of her shtick, which she uses as a trademark, is referring to herself as petite flower, fashion plate, and goddess. Tenuta has a pretty dimpled face, but she mostly obscures her attractiveness with scowls and grimaces, and there are those corny dresses and the blossoms she wears in her hair. The ironic epithets, which are meant to underscore her toughness and control, backfire. She comes off denigrating herself. There's little difference between Tenuta's self-sabotage and the bites Phyllis Diller and Joan Rivers take out of their own hides. Tenuta's uncertainty points up a problem shared by most women stand-ups, especially those who traffic in her kind of rawness, which immediately lays a woman open to the charge that she's not womanly, not sexually kosher. Despite claims to the contrary, the stand-up stage is still treated like a male preserve, a locker room, a bullring, which women invade. Tenuta's persona says, in effect, You're going to get me for trespassing, so I'll kick myself first. Actress comics such as Lily Tomlin, Anne Magnuson, and Whoopi Goldberg have an easier time being unapologetically defiant because they have repertoires of characters and stalk theater stages where women have had a long history. Among well-honed, talented women stand-up comics, only Sandra Bernhard sasses without taking it back, but anyone who's watched her arouse David Letterman's viciousness knows how perilous the course can be. She recently imagined him dangling over her, like a boom mic. In response, he stared into the camera like a pit bull and spat, "Not if you were the last woman on Earth." Bernhard didn't quail, but neither did she tell him to screw off. She's too much the bourgeois pragmatist to risk banishment from his show. Rough-hewn Tenuta has the mettle to chew up and spit out the likes of Letterman, but how much more effective she would be if she did it as a woman rather than a petite flower.
Laurie Stone is a New York-based writer and critic and a contributor to The Village Voice.